Hello, hello. Happy Sunday. Time for the Love Gram. And this week, I have an amazingly special guest. Some of you know this person. It's my wonderful mother, Rebecca Reichert. Hi, Becky.
Hello there. I am so happy to be able to talk to all you wonderful people from the great state of Ohio.
Yeah, we're sitting outside on the patio in a little town in Ohio, and it's the perfect weather. And I asked my mom to come and be a special guest because she has one of my all-time favorite pieces of wisdom, a quote.
That if you go outside and sit in a chair or on the grass, nature will put on a show for you soon.
It's true, isn't it? Even yes. When we first sat out here, I saw squirrels scurry across the lawn. And even if you don't have, like we don't have, it's not like we're in the country, but let's name some of the animals we've seen in your yard.
A rabbit, a gorilla, just kidding. a rabbit, a squirrel, and of course a lot of birds.
Cardinals. Red cardinals, a red-headed woodpecker.
Yes.
And you know what that's reminding me of, if you'll sit here for yet another minute with me, Mother? Because one thing I wanted to talk to people about was that movie, The Waterhole.
Yes.
Because I think that movie, one of my favorite moments was when you said, isn't it amazing that God or whoever made all of these creatures could make stripes?
Or leopards.
Or skins. Leopards.
Yes, it is a great movie about nature. Our government built a huge water hole in Africa where water is scarce for people and animals, and they pipe in water from underground. And every 20 minutes, different species of animals come and drink.
And it really, to me, it brought up the whole, like, wonder, you know? And I'm glad you said, like, when you sort of stopped and you said, like, isn't that amazing? Because I think we forget. Even when I sit out here and I see a red cardinal, like, that nature can make that bright-colored red or, you know.
The interesting thing is that they've found out, there are scientists living there, so many feet from the water hole with cameras and computers watching this water hole 24/7. And what they found out is at 8 o'clock in the morning, the giraffes come. At 9 o'clock every morning, the elephants come. They all are courteous and they seem to just know what time it is.
I know. I love that. Like that they all take turns in a way, you know, so that they're safe. There's something that they innately know about.
The predators usually go to the water hole during the middle of the night. The lions and tigers and
hyenas,
a million hyenas. They go in the middle of the night, so there's actually no violence.
So I think the thing is, to wrap up our little Love Gram time right now, is that it's like how much amazing miracles there are just in being in nature and even sitting. I think, you know, you and I talk about that a lot, like just how pleasant it is just to sit. And so many of us are so busy all the time that we don't even just sit.
And wouldn't it be wonderful if all human beings got along as well as those animals at the water hole?
I like that. That was a beautiful summary. Thank you for being my special guest.
Anytime.
All right. Love you, Mom.
Love you.
Hey, so I wanted to pick up from where my mom and I left off. We were actually recording last night, and she had said to me, because I said, please will you be my special guest on the Love Gram? And she said, I'll say one thing, you know, so I was trying to be very respectful of her time. Not really her time, because she has like a lots of time, but I think she gets a little bit nervous, as is what she told me. However, one thing that happened that I'm sad about, when I turned off the recording, but she had actually said, after I said, I love you, Mom, and she said, I love you, and then she said, I love all you people out there. And it was really sweet, and I'm sad that I inadvertently turned off the recorder. I didn't know she was going to say anything else, and that was so sweet. And I think, you know, you can probably hear from my mom's voice, like, I've learned a lot from her about love and simplicity and, you know, really truly appreciating. My mom is a master at appreciating small things and finding, like, that cracked me up. I don't know if you guys caught that when I said, like, let's name some of the animals that we saw, and she slipped in gorilla, which is just a tiny little thing, right? But it's so delightful. And it's an example of what, how she is in the world. You know, this, like, to me, that sitting out on the porch with her, talking to you, you know, I love you. I feel connected to you. But sitting out in the porch and having her with me and the little squirrel scurry past, it's those moments are invaluable, you know. And that little joke about the gorilla, you know, those things are worth more than any shiny new car or, you know, fancy this or that, at least to me. And I suspect for most people. And I think that that's the thing that I most wanted to share with you. Oh, look at this, a motorcycle coming. Gosh, it's interesting. It's about 7 a.m. And it's that idea of really, truly, when she says, sit outside quietly and nature will put on a show for you. I mean, it's really true across all, like, no matter where you are, you know, if you're in an urban environment, that the nature that may be putting on a show, right, is the colors of the people passing by and the, you know, all the different nationalities and ages and, you know, transportation. And I guess that's not really nature, is it? But, you know, I just think this idea of sitting and letting ourselves be in awe and wonder and delight is a really big deal. And something about that Waterhole documentary, by the way, that was so PBS, as a three-part, they put it together in one DVD set. We still have DVDs here at my mom's, but I think you can find it. We got it from the library, you know, so you could get it at the library. But I really recommend it because there was something about that, you know, these scientists just watching to see what happens with all the animals. And to me, it really tapped deeply into, and I know that a piece of that is that there's so much going on right now with climate change. And, you know, no matter what you believe, you know, even if you don't even believe that there's climate change, that, you know, we see what's happening in this world with, you know, fires and floods. And there's something just, I think, necessary about allowing ourselves to truly be in awe. Like right now I'm walking, it's a little suburb, small town in Ohio, you know, just a little rural-ish area, not country, but there's lots of houses where I am right now, but there's also huge trees, and it always is amazing for me to look at these trees, because many of them I walked by when I was a young person, you know, so 45 years ago, and it is a miracle, really, you know, that these trees grow and provide oxygen for us and shade and place for all these birds. You know, so my message today, it's simple, right? It's a simple message because I'm in a really simple, lovely moment in time. You know, I'm visiting my family, and our time always, you guys have, those of you who have been following me, you know that it's like, it's always simple here. You know, we might have a water balloon fight one afternoon, or like last night, Wes lit a little bonfire. They have a bonfire pit, and we sat outside and just looked at the fire for a long time. You know, there are such big pleasures in the simplicity, and it's easy to forget that. Especially for, you know, I'm thinking for me, and I don't know for you, I'd love to know. It's like that the day-to-day world can sometimes feel busy. I mean, and I guess a piece of that I do, I live in an urban area, and there's always a lot going on, and it's a much more digital world than it is when I'm here. And so that's another thing, you know, the reminder of the simplicity of being offline. When I'm here, I'm really not on the computer nearly as much. And it's such, what do I want to say? Peace. I think it's just peace and connection. And so my encouragement today is that no matter where you are, if you can find a bit of nature, and it just occurred to me too, sometimes I've just gone through YouTube and, you know, maybe just Googled videos on the forest, or, you know, bird sounds, or, you know, even something like that. And I know that totally contradicts myself when I was talking about getting offline a little bit, but that's, you know, for people who maybe are smack dab in the middle of New York City. But then I guess even then there's Central Park and other parks, and even that, right? Like sitting in a park and watching a squirrel or a little chipmunk. So that's my encouragement. And I know that sometimes it's really hard to settle into a moment of quiet. When I was saying that with my mom, you know, that sometimes it's hard to just sit. It's hard to get ourselves just planted with a cup of tea in our hands, you know, to sit on the deck or the porch or the patio or the stoop or the, you know, wherever we are, a bench in a park. There's a sort of a momentum that keeps going and can kind of make us feel like, oh, we should get up, I should do this, I should do that, I should get on my phone, I should check my email, I should call so-and-so. But if we can get past that flurry of thoughts and calls to action, we settle into it, right? And I just realized something that was so beautiful, which is like, so my mom says, you know, sit quietly and nature will put on a show for you. The other thing that happens is our internal show. And I've never really thought of that before. And I love that that's now connected not just to my mom and her quote, but also to you for allowing me this space to muse and think. But that's what happens, is we get the internal show where things get revealed to us. We get to see parts of ourselves that, you know, haven't had the freedom to come out because we've been not giving ourselves enough attention, not focused on spaciousness. And that's really important. This, right? And I've said this to you before, that it's like, I encourage all of you to once in a while just turn on the recorder and be your own best friend and share, because in conversation we get to see so much, and in conversation with ourselves is no different, right? Where we get to see who we are and what makes us glad to be alive and what we're grateful for. Inevitably, every time I make these recordings for you, I feel this deep gratitude and sense of connection. I've said so many times, right? I'm so grateful. So that's my encouragement today. I send you the sound of these birds that you can hear, hopefully. And I send you little moments with people we love, sitting quietly on a porch. I send you small, unexpected jokes like my mom's gorilla that she threw in there. And let's all take care of each other. Like my mom said, you know, we're in this big global community. We've got the pandemic. We have all these global warming issues, things going on. So much that, you know, back to my Ram, that's not my Ram Dass quote, back to the Ram Dass quote that I was using all throughout the early stages of the pandemic. You know, we are all just walking each other home, and it's so important to stick together. All right, sending you love. May you be well. May people you love be well. May everyone be well.